From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast Day M. Later tonight, Monsters. Happy birthday, by the way, to Coast listener Rita Devedek, 88 years old young. Happy birthday, Rita. Many, many more. Here's what's happening. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn is cautiously optimistic about what they say is a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine after some promising results on a potential vaccine was published. The early results of the Oxford University and AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine trial showed robust immune system responses, according to the pharmaceutical firm. In the research, the scientists said they found their experimental COVID-19 vaccine produced a dual immune response in people aged 18 to 55. Dr. Adrian Hill, director of the Jenner Institute at Oxford, said neutralizing antibodies were produced by the vaccine candidate and showed promise. For many people stuck in the lockdown, social media is their best outlet for staying in contact with the world. As the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread, fear of the illness remains high. Unfortunately, a new study finds that fear is turning into anger as the global community anxiously awaits for a cure. Researchers at a technological university are studying the shift in emotions being expressed on Twitter during this pandemic. Their analysis of more than 20 million tweets finds that nearly 60% of online reaction expressed fear and uncertainty about the virus in January amid the start of the pandemic. But since then, fearful tweets continue to drop while messages expressing anger are on the rise. How about that? According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, COVID-19 symptoms usually include fever, cough, aches and difficulty breathing, among others. Now, a new study finds that skin rashes, which are not listed by the CDC, are also a sign of the deadly virus. The research published in JAMA Dermatology notes that skin rash lesions inside a person's mouth were observed in 6 of 21 patients with COVID-19. The patients were aged between 40 and 69. Elon Musk claims that his Neuralink chip will allow you to stream music directly to your brain. Now, is this something that you want? Lauren Weinstein, our expert on the internet. Lauren, I'm not sure I want to listen to music with a chip in my head.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, would you be willing to have anyone implant wires in your brain for any reason?
No, sir.
Unless it was really important, right? Yeah. Does listening to music reach that level of importance? I don't think so. You know, it's just, so, look, there's a lot of work going on involving brain implants, right? We know that. There are implants now that can apply electrical stimulation that apparently can improve depression in some cases. But we are generally a long way from being able to functionally communicate with the brain in terms of getting intelligible thoughts or other information or content in or out. Research continues. Research is good. It's very good to see in this area. In the long run, there's going to be all kinds of useful developments. But it's not a hold-your-breath kind of situation because it's going to take a lot of time. And no matter how you slice it, no pun intended, of course, anytime you're inserting things into the brain, it's a serious proposition. And we know when it comes to Musk, we know that he's quite the showman. He does sometimes have a tendency to be a bit, perhaps, shall we say, optimistic in his projections regarding various projects. You'll note that nobody is zipping around yet in high-speed Hyperloop tubes. There aren't yet fleets of autonomous Teslas driving people around while they relax in the back seat. But again, you don't want to be critical of research because research can lead to wonderful things. So while neural brain interface tech is undoubtedly going to be very important in various ways going forward, short term, medium term, long term, I don't suggest selling your music headphones just yet.
Not yet at all. Lauren, thank you so much. 51 years ago, on July 20th, 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong stepped down from Apollo 11's lunar module onto the surface of the moon, the first human in history to do so. By touching down on the lunar surface, Armstrong and his fellow Apollo 11 crew members Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins, both whom are still alive, changed the course of history, inspiring generations across the globe.
The surface appears to be very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. And they'll step off the limb. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
If you were around then, do you remember where you were? I sure do. I was watching television with my dad when that happened. Robert Zimmerman, space historian with us. Robert, what a momentous moment that was. Remember that one?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was very late in the early morning hours in New York City when I was a teenager, and I stayed up to watch it. I made my parents stay up, and that was really difficult for my father, who worked morning hours. But he did, too, because it was worth watching. It was a moment, a true moment of truth for the human race and for the United States, a great achievement, without question.
We lost Neil Armstrong a few years ago, but Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins still with us, and that's just historical all by itself, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. I mean, we have to face reality. Someday these guys will all be gone, and it would be a shame if we haven't stepped on the moon again in their lifetimes, because they, I'm sure, never believed that they would never see another person on the moon before they died. I have a post up on Behind the Black, my website, right now, talking about the flag, the American flag these guys put up. What most people don't realize that when they took off on Apollo 11, when they left the surface, the exhaust jet of the LEM lunar module knocked that flag down. And so that flag, which we all see in pictures, them saluting, has been lying in the dust for a half century. And I think it's time for Americans to get back there and set it upright again.
That would be just fantastic. Robert, thank you so much. A United Arab Emirates spacecraft rocketed into blue skies from a Japanese launch center on Monday at the start of a seven-month journey to Mars on the Arab world's first interplanetary mission. How about that? What else is going on in the skies? It's time for Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky. Hello, Stephen.
Hello there, George. Hey, I remember where I was. I was back in the New York area, too, and I was watching it on a simple, kind of almost on the fritz, black-and-white TV, but what an amazing time.
Oh, it's exciting.
They collected some 47 pounds of moon rock, sat on the lunar surface for 6 hours and 39 minutes after landing, just to begin that historic moonwalk on the surface. But, George, more exciting space news as we await the launch of NASA's next Mars mission with the Perseverance rover. This one, the first of its kind also, this particular spacecraft, or rover, will have a Mars helicopter entitled Ingenuity. And this is set for launch on Thursday, July 30th, and arrive and land on Mars, if all goes well, in February of 2021. And as you mentioned before, the United Arab Emirates with their spacecraft known as Hope. But right now, George, there are about 6 orbiters moving around the planet Mars over a period of time, and 2 of these type of vehicles on the surface. We shift gears rapidly to astronomy. George, astronomers have now discovered asteroids in our own solar system that may be of interstellar origin. This is fascinating. The recent discovery claims that there are some 19 high-inclination Centaur asteroids that are gravitationally bound to, of all planets, the planet Jupiter, but are probably not part of the creation of this solar system. Imagine that, George. Asteroids captured from other star systems. Now, to me, that's fascinating. And we wrap it up with the live sky, of course, Comet Neowise, George. I don't know, have you seen it yet at all?
No, I haven't. I've been doing my shows. I haven't had time. I mean, it's not there continuously, right?
No, but here's the information, George, for you and everybody else. Obviously, it's easy to see this week. I was just watching it here from Phoenix through some monsoon clouds, but actually the best week, in my opinion. Thursday, the comet, George, is some 64 million miles away from us. And definitely in the live sky view, how to find it. Look to the west-northwest sky about 30 minutes after sunset. The comet is relatively easy to see from dark skies, binoculars, and city light areas. It's just to the left of the pointer stars of the Big Dipper, and that should make it easy to see. But here's the good news. From dark locations, the comet's tail is over 15 degrees in length. No moonlight now, as we're right now during a new moon, a great time to see it. And finally, if you look into the southeast and south soon, as we talk about the live sky, the planet Saturn, the original ring world, is at opposition tonight, meaning it's best easy to see with the naked eye just to the left of Jupiter. For more information, we recommend thelivesky.com for comet information, wikisky.org to learn about the universe. Email me at drskyshow@gmail.com. And obviously, always remember to keep your eyes to the skies. as I'm your navigator on the highway to the heavens. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Dr. Sky, to be sure. Well, up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. It's time to give you the website and the toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. We'll give you that in a few moments. But let's break another world record by getting those hits at criticalhealthnews.com. Go to that website now and just destroy it, because their webmaster always thinks he's got a server that can hold on. I don't think so. CriticalHealthNews.com, CriticalHealthNews.com, or the toll-free number to call to talk to a human being, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com in just a moment. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. Our partners here to try to help steer you through all these problems that are going on, and plus to build your own system up, your own immune system and your own health. Pharmacist Ben is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well. He's been compounding custom medications for a long time. Ben, welcome back, and thank you for spending some time with us.
It's my pleasure, my honor, George. Nice to talk to you again.
Hey, on Fridays, Doc Wallach does Zooms for people. You can get that on the CriticalHealthNews.com website. Are you going to be able to do a few of those, or is he going to do them all?
I get invited to, but I'm not in Dr. Wallach's league, so I can't keep up with him, but I hope I get invited.
Yeah, he's doing well with that. He loves that. He's having fun.
Doc loves talking to people. In fact, if it weren't for Zoom and he was stuck quarantined or stuck in the house or in lockdown, I don't know what he'd do.
Oh, my God. He puts on more mileage than Tom and I do.
You know, he does almost, when he was traveling, almost 300 shows a year. And he's 80 years old. That's the power of nutrition.
Well, he keeps telling us he looks 40.
He looks pretty darn good. And, you know, I don't think he's ever been to a doctor. And he has never been on a prescription drug. That's the power of nutrition. He walks his talk.
The only time I've known him to be somewhat hurt or injured was when he fell into that hole a year ago.
He recovered. What 80-year-old that you know could recover that fast?
Absolutely. Well, the big story right now, pharmacist Ben, is COVID-19. And let's talk about immune systems. I heard something. I was in Denver this weekend taping my Beyond Belief TV shows. And I'm in St. Louis now. And I heard something at the airport from a guy who was bragging about something I've talked about.
Yeah.
And he was talking about taking zinc, D3, vitamin C, and the hydrochloride quinine.
How long have you and I been talking about zinc and vitamin C?
Months.
Years. What we're experiencing now, George, is just an extreme example of what we've been experiencing for decades. The decline of American health based on a participation in the medical model and the healthcare model that flat out does not work. And the fact that we're dealing with an immune problem, an immune crisis, if you will, is flat out a reflection of how poorly we understand our bodies and how poorly we understand how to take care of it, not just us as individuals, but how poorly our health authorities understand the body. We believe we can be medicalized back to health, and that is flat out not the case. You cannot be medicalized to health. You cannot be prescription drugged to health. But it doesn't matter, because we have a God-given immune system, George. The God-given immune system is intelligent. It's responsive. It knows what to do, but it needs certain things. And that's what nutrition is all about. It's the things that the body needs and the immune system needs and the cardiovascular system needs and the nervous system needs to do its business. We're the descendants of ancestors who survived. Our ancestors, our bodies figured out how to survive infections, how to survive viruses, how to survive the inevitable ups and downs that life brings. Life has viruses, George. There are more viruses on planet Earth than there are stars in the universe. There's more viruses in your body than there are stars in the universe. Your genome, your genetics are almost 50% viral. So we interact with microbes and viruses and fungus on a moment-to-moment basis, but we have an immune system that can handle it. And so what we need to do is we just need to understand the basics. It's not like we have to be geniuses at it, but we just have to understand the basics. And, George, we can't eat the sugar that we're eating. We can't eat the fast food that we're eating. Every time we eat anything, our immune system becomes suppressed. So we have to be conscious about what we're putting into our bodies. And by the way, not only physically we have to be conscious about what we put into our bodies, we have to be conscious of the information we put into our bodies. We have to be conscious of our thoughts. We have to be conscious of our emotions and our feelings. Basically, we have to be conscious is what it amounts to. And that's what this is to me. This is a crisis of awareness. Being aware of how to take care of ourselves, being aware of how to leverage our God-given immune system and our God-given biology to be able to deal with it.
Did you happen to hear the story I had about people getting angry, or were you talking to Tom as he was setting you up for the interview?
I didn't hear you saying this, but I think I was reading an article about it earlier today about how people are getting ticked off. And you know what else part of it is, George? And I know this is maybe not be politically correct to say this, but when you deprive your body of oxygen, you become more sensitive.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Masks,
yes.
do they work or not? I mean,
It's a very politically sensitive.
Well, let me ask you this first. Somebody sent me an email last week, which was kind of an interesting, because I'm questioning whether masks work or not anyway. I'm wearing one now.
My bandanas don't.
I'm wearing one now because it makes other people feel safer
reason. Even the New England Journal of Medicine says they're symbolic. The New England Journal of Medicine, in fact, didn't just say they're symbolic. This is what came out in April. The New England Journal of Medicine, which is one of the most highly regarded medical journals on the planet, calls masks talismans, meaning it's witchcraft.
Yeah, interesting. Well, here's my question, though. Why in hospitals
first of all, they have oxygen pumped into those operating rooms. You know this?
I was going to say doctors are wearing masks, and so are nurses and attendants.
A couple things. First of all, they have to be tested. They have to be tested before they put the mask on. They're medically tested.
Even during surgeries 100 years ago, they were wearing masks.
Well,
why?
So they don't sneeze in the open body.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
That's basically why they're wearing masks.
Is it for them then, or for the patient?
No, it's so they don't sneeze or pass on fluids into the patient when they're talking.
Okay. Well, it's bad enough you can get all kinds of diseases in a hospital.
Iatrogenic disease, hospital diseases, are the third leading cause of death, George. They have all these figures about people dying. The vast majority of people dying are dying in hospitals, and we don't know if it's the drugs or the ventilators or the crappy food they're eating or taking them off the supplement. We don't know why they're dying.
One of my guests for Beyond Belief in your neck of the woods in Denver this weekend had surgery on his spinal cord. He showed me the scar. It was from the bottom of his neck all the way down to his spine. And the staff was looking at this guy going, oh, my God. But he got sepsis.
Well, yes. You know, you don't want George. I've worked in hospitals, and God love the nurse. God love those people. They're beautiful human beings doing beautiful work, but it's just a dangerous place to be. And hospitals are hospital-caused diseases are a serious, serious problem.
All right,
you don't want to ever go to a hospital.
But back to the masks. Should people wear them or not?
Here's the thing about like you say, to be polite if people are freaking out.
Why I do it.
You know, you want to be polite, but logically speaking, a virus is infinitesimally small. Even the H95 masks, the high-tech masks that they wear in hospitals, don't protect against everything, let alone one of those paper surgical things people are wearing. They're not wearing it right. Stuff comes out the sides.
Those are junk, aren't they?
Of course. People wearing bandanas and handkerchiefs on their face. No, this is really silly. George, we have an immune system. Why are we marginalizing and being so dismissive of this incredible biochemical process that recognizes viruses, creates heat-seeking missiles to kill the virus, specifically to kill the virus? To me, George, it's a crisis of understanding.
Well, here's something interesting, too, Ben, the entire country is basically on lockdown in most states.
Right.
And, I mean, California was unbelievable. St. Louis is a little more open, but not that much.
You always shut yourself in?
Well, that's the problem. But here's my point.
Yeah.
With everybody wearing masks now, and people and things, places shut down, the numbers are still going up.
So because a virus is everywhere. You're not going to be able to stop a virus from spreading. Viruses, the nature of viruses is to spread. That's how they work. You can't stop a virus from spreading.
The only way you can stop it is build your immune system.
But even then, what you want to do is prevent symptoms. Infections don't matter. It's the symptoms that matter, and this is a relatively asymptomatic virus. Relatively speaking, it's not a really severe thing. For some people it is, and I'll tell you what, George, for the people it is, for the vast majority of those people, they're dealing with blood problems.
All right, hold on, Ben. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and start with phone calls for you for the next hour and a half. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, I do want to get his take on why people are getting angry. They've gone from fear-based to anger-based. Let's find out why. On Thursday night in our new segment, Dr. Peter Breggin will discuss this too from the mindset of a psychiatrist. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. CriticalHealthNews.com. Just go to the website. Download the free apps for your smartphone, by the way. And again, the toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. And the number to call for assistance, because you're going to hear him mention a lot of things, as Doc does, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. They have people listening to the show taking notes on what Doc Wallach and Ben Fuchs discuss. So definitely make the call on the website, criticalhealthnews.com. We'll be back with calls with Ben Fuchs in a moment. And welcome back. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And you just heard their sponsors. You folks have been sponsoring our program now for how many years, Ben?
I think we're going on 6 years, George.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's been a great partnership. We've helped a lot of people.
Well, you know, it's funny because both Doc and I have been listening to Coast for decades, basically. So beyond the program is pretty amazing.
I first met Doc at an event called Contact in the Desert years ago.
Yeah.
And they introduced me to him, and I'm saying, what is a doctor of medicine, a veterinary medicine, and, you know, the longevity products, what is he doing at a Contact in the Desert? And he went to see me.
Is that right?
Yeah, he went to see my event.
I'm not surprised.
And he met me on my birthday, which is his birthday.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
You know, so it was cool. But yeah. Let's take some calls here as we talk. Oh, but I wanted to get back into the question about the fear versus anger.
Yeah. Fear equals cortisol equals a suppressed immune system.
See, the study says that people have gone from a fear-based moment to now they're getting angry over what is not happening with COVID.
Well, that's interesting because underneath anger, you'll always find fear. We're only angry when we're scared of something. Fear is always fundamental. Fear and love are the two primal poles. In the nervous system, they're represented by the sympathetic nervous system, which is your fear nervous system, and the parasympathetic nervous system, which is your love nervous system. They call it the rest and digest nervous system versus the fight or flight nervous system. When you are activating the fight or flight nervous system, you need to have a little sympathetic nervous activity to get your butt out of bed in the morning, but too much of it shuts down your immune system. It makes your heart go wacky. It raises your blood pressure. It makes it more difficult to think clearly. Everything we hate about life is usually in the realm of this fear response. So what you want to learn is you want to learn to become friendly with life. You want to learn to love nature, to love God, to love your body. So there's so many things to be grateful for, George. Gratitude is part and parcel of this relaxation, rest and digest, immune boosting nervous system. So that we want to be able to control our focus. When you watch the news, George, where do you think your focus is going to go when you watch the news? When you get on social media, when you talk politics to people, our focus goes to fear, shuts down the immune system. This is what I'm talking about when I say we have to understand the mechanism, the dynamics of our bodies. It's like we have this iPhone. It reminds me of my mom with her iPhone. She doesn't know what to do except make a phone call. She's got all of this tools on.
God love moms, right?
Right. But it's like that's like us with our bodies. We have no idea of the magic, the divinity, the spirituality, the power inherent in our bodies that's gifted to us to be able to handle everything life has to dish out. And instead, we think we have to go outside of ourselves to authorities who medicalize us, who remove our organs, who talk to us as if they know what's going on, and we're completely oblivious to the unbelievable, powerful, potent nature of our body's immune system, cardiovascular system, neurology, digestive system, all the amazing things that are going on right under our noses.
Email in from a Benjamin, and I thought he was joking. I didn't know what this was until I checked it out. But he says, please ask Pharmacist Ben about my Hashimoto's disease.
Yes.
And apparently it's a thyroid condition.
Absolutely. It's the most common thyroid condition. It's a hypothyroidism that's due to an autoimmune reaction. It's extremely common. And it's the root cause of almost every single chronic disease you can name.
Really?
Dr. Broda Barnes wrote a great book called Hypothyroidism, the Unknown Illness. It's a classic from the 1960s, and he was absolutely correct. The thyroid is the jumping-off point, or hypothyroidism, I should say, is the jumping-off point to heart disease, to diabetes, to elevated cholesterol, to neurological problems, to Alzheimer's disease. In fact, you don't even need to bother getting your thyroid tested. If you're dealing with a chronic degenerative disease, assume you have a thyroid problem, and then work accordingly.
They always seem to take the thyroids out if there's a problem.
Well, they take it out for something called Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism. It's the most obscene, grotesque surgical procedure I can think of, where they remove this vital organ because it's moving too fast, because it's hyperactive, instead of figuring out why is it hyperactive. Now, when it comes to the thyroid, it's very important to recognize you can't treat the thyroid directly. And this is why in pharmacy school we're taught that the drugs they give you for treating hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's are only marginally effective. If you're going to really treat the thyroid correctly, you have to work on the stress management system first, and that's in the adrenal glands. And that's where a good nutritional supplement program comes in. Using zinc, for example, is extremely important for the adrenal glands. Your favorite mineral, which I think is your favorite mineral, the osteomag. Magnesium is very important for the adrenal glands, and then the B complex, which you'll find in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, very important for the adrenal glands. If you work on the adrenal glands, the thyroid will fall into line. So you want to focus on the stress system if you're dealing with thyroid problems, in addition to a few other things. The digestive system is very important for thyroid health, and the nightly essence from Yongevity probiotics, which help restore the gut microbiome, play a major role in the health of the thyroid. It's really important to recognize if you're dealing with Hashimoto's or any hypothyroid condition, focus on what's behind the thyroid, and that is the adrenal glands and the digestive system and the blood sugar system. And this is what I call a triangle of disease. And it's this triad, these three points of bodily breakdown that lead to thyroid problems and then lead to chronic degenerative diseases. And it's the reason why we cannot address chronic degenerative diseases effectively. This is why doctors will say, well, you're just going to be on this medicine the rest of your life. Because they don't understand that if you're going to treat downstream, you've got to work upstream. If you're going to treat the downstream symptoms, you've got to treat the upstream causes. And the upstream causes of all chronic degenerative diseases are in this triangle: the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and what I call the adrenal thyroid complex. And nutritional supplementation is vital, absolutely vital for this.
And Hashimoto sounds Japanese. Where'd they get this thing from?
It's a Dr. Hashimoto. Dr. Hashimoto figured it out, and Dr. Hashimoto realized that there's this condition in the thyroid where it's actually an autoimmune disease of the thyroid, where the immune system actually attacks the thyroid. And as I've said on this program many times, and I've talked about for years, if you have an autoimmune disease, whether it's Hashimoto's, which is one of the most common ones, or multiple sclerosis, or type 1 diabetes, or any of a whole spectrum of autoimmune diseases, some 20, 25 million Americans have them, you want to treat it as a digestive problem. Work on leaky gut syndrome if you have an autoimmune disease of any kind, and there's lots of nutrients that you can use for that. One of my favorite, and nobody ever talks about this, George, is the glucogel caps and glucosamine. These glucogel caps help strengthen the gut lining. And bonus with glucogel and glucosamine is you get protection against what are called lectins. Have you heard of this term, lectin?
I have.
The glucogel caps are anti-lectin. They protect you against lectins. And lectins are notorious for causing leaky gut and digestive
problems. And great for greasing the bones, aren't
and
they?
And greasing the bones, absolutely. You know, what's interesting about glucogel and glucosamine is it tricks the body into thinking you're wounded. That's how they work.
Huh.
They trick the body because the body is so brilliant, the body. It's scouting around for little signals. And one of the signals of a broken bone or torn tissue, torn cartilage, for example, is little pieces of glucosamine. So when the body sees little pieces of glucosamine that you took from a supplement, it thinks there's a wound it needs to heal. So it turns on all the growth. Isn't this brilliant? It turns on all the building systems.
What a designer, huh?
Amazing, George. It's so amazing to me.
To the phones. Katrina's with us in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Kat. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, George. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you are, too. How can we help you?
Well, just want to know, second time calling in, and hi, Ben. I'm so happy to actually be speaking to you. I'm very grateful I got through. My question, I do have a follow-up question, but my main question is, I developed type 2 diabetes, and I had a great diet, but it was major stress, divorce and all like that, and all of a sudden, here I am, I got it. So I did have hypothyroidism prior, so I enjoyed what you were just saying. So my question is this. I've never been overweight until I got type 2. And I would like to know, is there any possible way that I can get off metformin and not have this condition?
Absolutely.
And let me qualify this, Ben, of course. Ben's not a doctor, so if you're going to get...
I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you absolutely by the nature of the body. See, this isn't a cure. When I talk about... getting off medication.
And by the way, there's a metformin recall. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Is there some kind of problem in the manufacturing?
A number of manufacturers. Something's going on. Yeah.
Well, metformin, interestingly, is an anti-aging. It's used as an anti-aging.
But what I want to tell her before you talk to her, Ben, is definitely discuss this with your doctor, who may be pro-metformin, but don't you do it cold turkey. Go ahead, Ben.
Okay, so here's the thing. We're not talking about cures here, George. We're talking about reversals.
Right.
Chronic disease can be reversed, because if the body can go one way, all you got to do to turn it the other way is change what you're doing that caused it to go in the one direction. Diabetes is an eating issue, largely. So what it requires is changing the way we eat, and not just changing the way we eat, but it also means changing the way we think about food. Now, there's also wonderful supplements you can take. I'll tell you a couple of those in a second. But the most important thing is to restrict your intake of anything that spikes your blood sugar. And that means most especially sugar, refined carbs, bread, pasta, potatoes, rice, most of the foods we love, box foods, cereal foods, cereals, etc. Now, for supplementation, they're almost magical in their ability to help the body process sugar. It's not like this is a cure for anything, but the body has evolved to use chromium, for example, which is in the Sweeties from Longevity. Amazing supplement, not just for sugar, but for longevity and for cholesterol and for lowering blood fats, because this is all part of the same system. Lowering blood fats, lowering cholesterol, lowering sugar, losing weight, helping you with thyroid, helping you with longevity, all involve stabilizing blood sugar, and nutrients that help you stabilize blood sugar will give you all these multiple benefits. Imagine if I told you there was a drug, George, that could lower your cholesterol, lower your blood sugar, make you lose weight, add years to your life, and was completely non-toxic. What would, can you imagine if a drug came out like that?
I love it.
Right? So the Sweeties from Longevity must have for everybody who's dealing with blood sugar problems. The Healthy Start Pack that's got all your Mighty 90 essential nutrients, must have. The Ultimate Niacin is a great plus. Niacin is one of the all-time great supplements. In fact, niacin is the only vitamin that the body will actually make under deficiency conditions, which is, it doesn't happen in the world of vitamins. The Ultimate Niacin from Longevity, and then the Ultimate Selenium is also important for helping the body make insulin. There's no reason why anybody has to suffer with this terrible scourge called diabetes, which is affecting 1 out of 3 Americans. It's absolutely tragic and heartbreaking.
She has a follow-up question. Go ahead, Katrina.
Yes. My best friend was just diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and she is Native American and 42 years old. Is there anything I can tell her from you?
Absolutely. Here's how you deal with cancer, okay? You don't even worry about the cancer. You worry about getting the body strong. That's what you focus on. When the body is, and you focus on her energy levels and how she feels. Don't worry about the diagnosis. Worry about the body.
That is what it is, right?
If the diagnosis is what it is, and you don't have to concern yourself, because if you have cancer but you live a great life, who cares? And a lot of people do have cancer and live a great life and live a long life. So the cancer is not the issue. And by the way, cancers remit and cancers spontaneously become non-cancerous. So I have a textbook that's 500 pages thick of case studies of spontaneous remissions. You can get it on Amazon.
Tumors have disappeared, Ben.
What's that?
Tumors have disappeared.
Tumors disappear. In fact, there was an article in the New York Times a few years ago, which I saved. It says, tumors disappear. Doctors mystified how it happens. It happens because when you change the environment, and this is what we're talking about here, George.
And prayer.
Prayer doesn't hurt. Absolutely.
It doesn't
hurt. Have you
heard
these near-death experiences where people say they felt the prayers?
Oh, my God.
Isn't
of course.
Amazing? Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So no prayer. I believe in prayer. No problem there. And you know, this whole spiritual aspect. By the way, we talk a lot about nutrition, obviously, on this program. But don't marginalize the spiritual side of things. There's
not
a lot
at
of
all.
Power there. So for cancer, you want to get the body stronger. It becomes extra important that you're on a nutritional supplement program, not because you're going to cure the cancer, but because you're going to make the body stronger. It's extra important that you restrict sugar intake or lower sugar intake and processed food intake because you're going to make the body stronger. It's extra important that you exercise because you're going to make the body stronger. So for her, I would be getting on the Healthy Start Pack, and I'd probably be throwing in something like the Restart Your Life, which is beta-glucan, an absolutely all-time great nutritional supplement that's found in mushrooms. It's called Restart Your Life. And then also digestive enzymes play a very interesting role in keeping blood moving, which is very important for cancer, and helping bust up clots, which is very important for dealing with cancer. So the ultimate enzymes from longevity would be another great start. And don't forget just the basics, which is the Healthy Start Pack. But don't treat it like a death sentence. Treat it like an opportunity to make the body strong.
Tommy takes text and tweets for you, Ben. What do you have for Ben right now, Tom?
Hey, Ben, this one from Sarah in Las Vegas. Can you please have the pharmacist talk about the connection between a condition getting better and a good mental outlook?
It's all about a good mental outlook, is the way I look at it. In fact, as much as I love talking about nutrition and I love biochemistry, I got to tell you, it's really spiritual, mental, emotional, physical in that order. I call it SMEP, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, and not so much because it's woo-woo, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, but when you change your spirituality, you change your hormones. When you change your mentality and your emotions, you change your hormones. And when you change your hormones, you change your body. Hormones are the magical link between the invisible world and the visible world. The hormones, you hear the word hormones all the time. I used to do a talk where I talk about hormones, and I'd say at the beginning of the talk, I'd say, what are hormones? And people would raise their hands and say, oh, chemical, oh, it's this and that. I say, no. A hormone is magic because it turns the invisible world into the visible world. That's what a hormone does. And every thought you think creates a hormone which creates your body. Every feeling you feel creates a hormone which creates your body. So by leveraging the power of your mentality and your emotions, and this is where love comes in and forgiveness comes in, and seemingly airy-fairy woo-woo kinds of concepts, they're linked to the physicality via the action of the hormones.
Ben, we've only got about a minute before the break, but we're going to come back with a final hour of phone calls with Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. So far, the webmaster's sending me messages saying, our server's working, our server's working, so let's shut it down.
Before I forget, I should tell you, we take emails, and we love getting emails.
Yes, you do.
And we answer them personally. So if you want it, sometimes people don't feel like talking on the phone, and they want to write. Health@CriticalHealthNews.com. Health@CriticalHealthNews.com.
Ben, let's take this quick break and come back with more. Ben Fuchs, again, CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. And the toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach pops in every 3 weeks, and they donate their time to do this. So we'll be back with your calls on Coast to Coast AM.